The Disability Caucus of Occupy Wall Street is rallying at this time outside Gracie Mansion, where Mayor Michael Bloomberg is hosting the annual Disability Barbecue, designed to honor the Americans with Disabilities Act. Organizers of the protest say the mayor, on the contrary, has consistently sabotaged disabled New Yorkers' efforts to achieve full compliance under the ADA. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke with Danny Robert, co-founder of the Occupy Wall Street Disability Caucus, earlier this afternoon. Robert is speaking through a ventilator.
It somewhat depends how the police will receive us. We really plan only to have a presence at this annual Americans with Disabilities Act awards dinner that the mayor schedules early in August every year. This year, because he's been so vindictive towards our communities, so dismissive of what he calls the wheelchair bound, we're going to show him that we know who he is. We know that his control freak police state mentality is very adversely affecting our community. We were making progress before Giuliani, and since Giuliani, under the 8 years of the big brother Bloomberg, we haven't gotten anywhere. So we just want him to know that. And if the opportunity arises to disrupt, we'll disrupt. If, you know, we're not planning any major civil disobedience, but we're ready if we have to.
Are you invited to the dinner, or you'll be outside Gracie Mansion?
I'm actually invited, but I didn't RSVP. Most of us are going to be outside. Some of us are going to go inside and disrupt to the best of their ability, but I'm just trying to work together with the occupiers who aren't invited. So we're going to be outside as close as we can, as loud as we can.
When you say that Mayor Bloomberg's been vindictive against people...
Well, I'll give you a specific, the most recent example and what triggered this demonstration. On July 29th, the Federal Court of Appeals reversed its original ruling that wheelchair-accessible taxis are a civil right mandated by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bloomberg had his corporations counsel, Michael Cardozo, argue before a panel of good old boys that the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't specifically mandate that municipalities make wheelchair accessible taxis available. It does mandate that all public accommodations be wheelchair accessible, but the language of the law is such that the appeals court was very happy to rule against this, what we have been fighting for, this advance in our civil rights. So, and Bloomberg just gloated. He was so happy that the wheelchair-bound aren't going to be able to hail taxis and be a safety hazard in the street. He said also that we don't tip well. So, I mean, this is just the last straw, the most recent reason that we are so angry at him.
And for listeners who probably don't have familiarity of how difficult it is to get around the city, how difficult is it?
Well, I have a power wheelchair, but not all corners have curb cuts. So when I go out, I tend to stay in the street. in order for me to get to another borough, they eliminated so many bus routes that in order to get to Brooklyn, I either have to roll across one of the bridges or go way out of my way to get a bus across the Williamsburg Bridge to the Bronx or even to Harlem. The buses run so infrequently and accessorized, the paratransit system is totally dysfunctional and has been for decades, so that it's difficult. And for instance, not long ago, I had to call 911 and go to the hospital. And my wife, who also was a wheelchair user, and it was in the middle of the night, she had to take the street to get to the hospital. There was no cabs, of course, and the buses run so infrequently. It's not easy getting around if you're a wheelchair user in this city. And it's really not that much easier for blind people or deaf people because there's so little accommodation for us.
Danny Robert is with the Occupy Wall Street Disability Caucus. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.